Number 33 from August of 2007, The Good That I Would. I have noticed that this year I am much more aware of how the grass is growing than ever before. The grass in the lawn used to just be a nuisance that I had to knock down every week or so, but now I really check it out because it is a gauge of how the grass is doing in the pasture also, and my cows need that grass. With our dry conditions this year, that grass has been brown and crunchy and feels kind of like walking on a Brillo pad. But I have noticed something else, and that is that while the grass stopped growing, the weeds didn't. How can these weeds keep growing when nothing else does? Deborah asked me. I don't know, I replied. It just doesn't seem fair. That which is good is hard to get, but that which is bad comes easily. As I thought about what I had just said about the weeds, it struck me that I was also making a theological statement about myself and about all human beings. To do right and do that which is God-pleasing is difficult, but to do that which is sinful comes easily. I guess that is what St. Paul is talking about when he says, the good that I would do, I end up not doing, but the evil that I don't want to do, that's what I end up doing. He was very frustrated with his own sinful nature. He was amazed that all he had to do for weeds or sin to grow in his life was nothing. In the absence of good, evil will always fill in and take over. Those of you who've done any farming or gardening know what I mean. Weeds are the default position. And so it is when we struggle to live a Christian life. We have to work hard to grow anything good in ourselves, such as patience, tolerance, selflessness, gratitude, humility, and love. But on the other hand, it takes no effort at all to be resentful, self-absorbed, blaming, jealous, procrastinating, gossipy, and dishonest. That is our default position as sinful human beings. What that means is that if we are not constantly watering, hoeing, and tending our Christian lives, weeds, that is sin, will automatically take over. We cannot afford to forget about praying, relax in our Bible study, and be absent from the fellowship of believers and expect a good crop. It just doesn't happen that way. Fortunately, we have these tools that God gave us, and we have the daily watering from our baptismal vows that reminds us that we are children of God Himself. And just for today, we are going to act like it.